If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Make no mistake, Trump backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, September 12th. We have got our second game preview for the 2024 NFL season on deck here. Jaguars versus Browns, 2-0-1 teams. The Jaguars have their home opener. They're going to be wearing all white. They're asking for fans to white it out, which makes a lot of sense considering this is a September game in Duval County. It's going to be hot as heck out there. The Jaguars coming off a collapse in Miami, losing 20-17 after being up 17-7 near the end of the third quarter, had the opportunity to go up 24-7, but an untimely Travis Etienne fumble led to a turnover, leading to a Tyreek Hill 80-yard touchdown. Don't need to tell you all that. I know you know all that good stuff. Browns, they got routed at home against the Dallas Cowboys 33-17. That score is not even really indicative of how much of a mismatch this was. Now, the Browns do have a very talented defense, but their offense had no business putting up 17 points. It was a blowout, and I think that the Cowboys defense just got a little bit lax there in the second half against the Browns offense. So definitely something to keep in mind. Chris Lewis, Jason McCourty, Amanda Guerra on the call for CBS, 1 p.m. kick in Duval at the Bank, Everbank Stadium. So last year, Browns, late in the season, they smacked the Jaguars in Cleveland. That was a game defined by coverage bust from the Jaguars. Mike Caldwell's defense, no longer the same defense here in Jacksonville. Some strange turnovers by the Jaguars offense. Both teams were dealing with a bevy of injuries, and the Browns overcame those injuries better than the Jags did last year. There's no doubt about that, so you got to give them credit there. So we're going to look at this matchup, offense, defense, special teams, all that stuff. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Just dropped this on the site yesterday. Jack's Varsity Snapback. Go check it out, jinjag.com/shop. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. So again, looking at this matchup, start with special teams because we're not going to talk about it a whole lot. The Browns are pretty good on special teams. Dustin Hopkins can still kick. Jalen Darden is a very good returner, explosive returner there. The one area I think the Jaguars may be able to take advantage this week, punt coverage was very suspect for the Browns last week. So maybe the Jaguars have an opportunity to flip the field a little bit, pick up some yards on a punt return or two. We'll certainly see how that can play out for the Jaguars, maybe play out in their favor. The Jaguars have Cam Little as their kicker, who had a good start to his career last week. Logan Cook, one of the best punters in the league. Ross Matisic, very good coverage units. They're hopeful that Daniel Thomas, who's a key special teamer, can get back this week. He was on the practice field yesterday in a limited fashion. He's also a backup safety for the Jaguars, so he could help out their special teams as well. Now, looking at the Jaguars' offense versus the Browns' defense, you saw the Jaguars' offense last week for three quarters. They moved the ball very well. They were balanced on offense. They were running the ball. They were throwing the ball. They were getting under center. They were doing play action, a little bit of spread at times as well. They were attacking deep, intermediate. They had a lot of different runs on the menu as well. So the Jaguars' offense through three quarters before they went into a shell in the fourth quarter and just started running the ball, except for when they had to throw it. They were looking really good against a good Miami Dolphins defense. Certainly the Dolphins defense is not the same level of talent as what you have here with the Cleveland Browns. This pass defense, you know, coordinated by Jim Schwartz, it is very sound. They're going to run some man coverage, some cover three, some two high as well. They'll have some single high. Great defensive front. When they heat you up on third down, when they try to bring some blitz, bring some extra action, can you take advantage of that, or will you kind of fold under the pressure? That's a big key to this football game. Myles Garrett, he's the best there is when it comes to edge rushers in this league. Za'Darius Smith, his running mate, really good as well. They have a good interior defensive line with Dalvin Tomlinson, Shelby Harris, Quentin Jefferson rotating in there. They don't have Michael Hall, who was an important draft pick for them. He's been dealing with some legal issues, but they still have a good interior defensive line, no doubt about it, and talented front overall. Cornerback-wise, I mean, you got to be on your game if you're throwing it in Denzel Ward's area code. You have to. This is such a good, talented corner. Playing very, very good football. Had a great game last week overall. Martin Emerson, a good corner, big physical outside corner. Not quite the same level of athlete as a Denzel Ward, but he's got a lot of physicality, a lot of length and confidence. Greg Newsom in the slot, another very good football player. So they're pretty loaded at corner. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is a very good linebacker. Grant Delpit, a very good safety. So all three levels, all throughout this defense, whether you're talking about outside, up the spine, there's certainly talent. No Juan Thornhill, so that could be an area the Jaguars could take advantage of at safety, depending on how that matchup ends up playing out. With Juan Thornhill there starting safety next to Grant Delpit not being available. He's on the short-term IR. Offensively, you want to keep it balanced. As I mentioned, the Jaguars went into a shell. They were only running the ball in the fourth quarter, except for when they had to throw the ball. And you obviously don't want that. When the Jaguars were moving the ball consistently against the Miami Dolphins, they were passing it, you know, I think they had 22 dropbacks before the fourth quarter to 17 run plays. And they were keeping them off balance by being balanced on the offensive side of the ball. And you saw Brian Thomas Jr. getting targeted, Gabe Davis getting targeted down the field. Like, quietly, Gabe Davis had three catches, averaged 20 yards per catch. 16 was his ADOT, 16 yards down the field, average depth of target. So you're able to push the ball down the field with Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, even Christian Kirk. You had a seam shot to him that picked up a big chunk gain. You want to get Evan Ingram more involved, certainly, than he was last week. I think Brian Thomas Jr. needs to... What they did in the first half was great, but not targeting him at all in the second half, which again goes back to running the ball pretty much the entire fourth quarter. You gotta keep him in the game because he's too talented not to, right? He is...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Such a talented player. Unbelievable debut for him. And that was against Jalen Ramsey. Denzel Ward is a great corner in his own right, so obviously, you have to make sure you're on your game if you're targeting that area of the field because he can get his hands on the football. But you shouldn't be afraid of anyone with Brian Thomas Jr. out there. No doubt about that in my mind. But keep it balanced offensively. You want to get under center. You want to have some play action. You want to have RPOs, misdirection, motion, pre-snap and at the snap. All that stuff to try to make the Browns defense think, to try to use their aggressiveness against them, because Jim Schwartz, he likes to get his defensive front attacking upfield. And they're really good at that. No doubt about it. Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith, etc. But you can at times take advantage of that. So I don't think you want to be vanilla offensively at all. If you're vanilla, they're going to tee off. You got to keep it dynamic. Got to call some shots to Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis, as I mentioned, when you get the matchups or looks that you want. You got to keep Tank Bigsby going, obviously, but you need to get Travis Etienne back on track. I think both of those guys deserve to touch the ball. It's a tough matchup for any offense against this defense. It absolutely is, but with Doug Peterson and this offensive staff being who they are, with Trevor Lawrence playing good football, he was fourth in EPA, adjusted EPA, expected points added. He was really good. He was really good last week, and they just kind of took the game out of his hands, unfortunately. You can't do that against the Browns. The Browns' offense, switching sides of the ball, it was really ugly last week. It was ugly for a lot of last season when Deshaun Watson was in the game. They didn't have a throw from under center until drive number three, so Watson, he wants to be in the gun. That's primarily what they're giving him from a passing game perspective. He's not seeing the field well at all right now. He's inaccurate. Ever since he got to Cleveland, dealing with these off-field issues that he's dealing with, there's another lawsuit now accused of another sexual assault type of situation. It's not good for Deshaun Watson. Now, what can he still do? He still can't escape pressure at a very high level. So you have to be aware of that. Like, if only one guy gets back there, there's a good chance Watson's going to escape. But he's, again, not seeing the field very well. He's not very accurate right now. Mechanics are all over the place. Vision is all over the place. But he can still beat you athletically. The offensive line for the Browns really struggled last week against the Dallas Cowboys front. They might be getting some reinforcements at tackle. We'll have to see about that. Jack Conklin was limited Wednesday. He's their right tackle. Jedrick Wills still not practicing. So definitely injury situations to monitor for the Cleveland Browns, whether or not those tackles are able to go. They can run the ball even without Chubb. Jerome Ford is a very solid back with good explosiveness. So even though you don't have the superstar, one of the best running backs in the league, Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford is a very good backup who you have to be aware of and be respectful of and mindful of the talent that he does bring to the field because he is an explosive runner. He can hit some chunk plays on you for sure. They do have talented receivers. No David Njoku, who is also on the short-term IR, which is a bummer for him because he's a very good tight end, probably a guy who deserves a little bit more respect than he gets around the league, but that does eliminate a threat for the Jaguars defensively. But you have to respect Amari Cooper in a big way. They have Jerry Jeudy, they have Elijah Moore, now they have Kadarius Toney as well. So there's some guys to be concerned with, to be aware of. But I think this Jaguars defense has a really strong advantage against the Browns offense, even without Tyson Campbell, who is not going to be available. According to Doug Peterson, they haven't ruled out the short-term IR for Tyson Campbell. They're just going to have to see how that injury kind of progresses and monitor it over the next few days. Potentially Tyson Campbell landing on short-term IR with the hamstring injury. But Buster Brown has experience. He can play physical football. Jarian Jones is looking like a very solid young corner with great athleticism. I think this is a defense that's cohesive under Ryan Nielsen. It's tricky. He will move the picture, change the picture post-snap. It's also very aggressive. It's talented at all three levels. You've got Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, who all made an impact last week. You've got other good defensive rotation players on that front. Foye Oluokun and Devin Lloyd, maybe the best linebacker duo in the league last week. They played great football. Tyson Campbell, obviously not available, but you still have Ronald Darby. You still have Buster Brown, Jarian Jones. Darnell Savage played really well in the nickel. Also played some free safety. Antonio Johnson, I thought, looked good in coverage. He's just got to make sure he wraps up and brings the ball carrier down, does a better job in that regard. And then Andre Sisco is looking for a little bit of a bounce back game, but incredibly tough assignment last week against the Dolphins. So I think that the Jaguars defense has the advantage here at all three levels. I think as long as this group stays focused and locked in, there's no reason for the Jaguars defense to not play well against the Cleveland Browns. Really appreciate y'all tuning in here. We are going to have bold predictions. We're going to have keys to victory, matchups to watch, all that fun stuff leading up to Jaguars versus Browns. Jaguars home opener. They're wearing all white, asking the fans to white out the stadium. Make sure if you are at the bank on Sunday, you're wearing all white. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Let me know in the comment section what you think about this Jaguars versus Browns matchup. And if you want to support the channel further, you can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.